Hi there, my name's Ross Crawford. I'm the editor of the Redditch Standard newspaper, and welcome to the Redditch Standard podcast. This week, I am delighted to be joined with, let me get these names right, we've got Ali, and we've got Jody, and we've got baby Alice, because we're breaking new ground here on the podcast. Hello there, Alice. We're breaking new ground on the podcast because we're doing a little story on breast buddies. Welcome to the studio, ladies.
Thank you. Hiya.
And not only that, but we've got Annie here, who's a budding reporter, Annie Lucas. She's from Bromsgrove. Breast Buddies is Redditch and Bromsgrove, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It is indeed. Thank you very much. Right. Well, Ali, you're the coordinator, you're a volunteer coordinator with Breast Buddies. Do you want to tell me a little bit about what it's all around?
I do. I am the peer support and volunteer coordinator for the parenting and community team. We provide as a service support to families for the 0 to 19s, and obviously the breast buddies is around the babies and providing support with our volunteers down at the Holly Trees and Pear Trees centres for mums to be and for mums with their breastfeeding journey.
Okay, and I gather that, I mean, that there's lots of ways of raising a baby. Why push breastfeeding?
Okay, so breastfeeding, breast milk is perfectly designed for your baby. It protects baby from infections and diseases, and also provides the mum also with protection against, you know, for health benefits too. The breast milk is available on tap at the right temperature when needed. And it does also help to build that sort of strong emotional bond with mum too.
Well, it's natural, isn't it?
It is a natural. We're there to support, you know, for obviously mums have their own sort of ideas about how they want to feed their baby, but we're there with all the support needed for those mums who choose that breastfeeding option.
Okay, and we're joined by Jody, who's got little Alice in her hands, who I gather she's one on Monday, isn't she?
Yes, she's one on Monday.
She's one on Monday. Now tell me, you're a volunteer with Breast Buddies.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And what's so good about breastfeeding?
Breastfeeding is naturally genetically designed to be digested by our babies. And also for me personally, I struggled with PTSD after having my son when I had my eldest, I had PTSD from his birth. And I suffered with postnatal depression with both of my babies. And I found breastfeeding actually helped me with the bond with my babies from postnatal depression. So
it had a dual function there.
Yes. So it helped all the mental side of things as well as the physical benefits of breastfeeding.
Ah, that's fantastic. Now, you're in Bromsgrove and Redditch. Where do you meet in the two towns?
So in Redditch, down at Holly Tree Centre, and in Bromsgrove at Pear Tree Centre. All the groups run from 10 till 11:30 every week.
And what do you do? How do you get involved? What happens?
So mums can just turn up. They will be made most welcome. It's a relaxed, informal group. We've got toys out, some nice relaxing music going. The breastfeeding peer support workers are also there along with the volunteers. So there's always somebody to chat with. And it's a social thing. People like to go and have a chat. Some of the mums make a bit of cake and flapjack and
so it's a bit of a social then.
A nice little social with a cup of squash to go with it, yeah.
I think that's important as well to know that it's not just if you're struggling with breastfeeding. Like, come along, come and see us, get to know people. It's nice to make friends, especially with other mums that have got children of the same age, and you can meet up outside of the groups and, you know, you're making yourself a little group of people that all feel the same and know what you're going through.
Yeah, I guess you all support each other.
Very, yeah, definitely. Yeah, very much so. It is all about the peer support, and you know, in terms of why the group has been set up and why we have the peer supporters, is because evidence has shown, has proven that the peer support is effective to help mums with their breastfeeding journey, for them to, you know, initially start that breastfeeding, but to also carry on with the breastfeeding if they wish to choose, you know, if they choose to do so.
Yeah, how long can women breastfeed for? I mean, you have to excuse me, I'm a complete amateur in all this. I mean,
NHS guidelines recommend two and beyond, so to 2 years and beyond. Natural weaning age of a breastfed baby is between 5 and 7 years.
My goodness.
So it's totally mum and baby dependent, and what suits the needs of the child and the mother.
And it's all about choice as well.
Oh,
it
definitely. We always go with informed is best. Making an informed decision that suits your family is what's important.
Yeah. And the peer supporters have been trained with the infant feeding coordinator from the Worcestershire Health and Care Trust. So part of the training and sort of the ongoing supervisions all covers these aspects. It is about providing all the information needed and the support and guidance. So it's completely led by mum. So there is, you know, no pressure. Whatever they want to do, whatever they want, however they want their breastfeeding journey to be, then there's support there for them.
That's fantastic. So, I mean, this seems to me to be a kind of a move towards breastfeeding in the last few years. You know, there's a kind of recognition that that, you know, it is the way forward, really, that, you know, perhaps we should be doing more of it, you ladies, anyway.
I mean, obviously, we would always like the breastfeeding rates to increase, and our peer supporters, we have seen in Worcestershire that the rates have increased, and that's what we would hope, that with our groups and our lovely peer supporters available in Redditch and Bromsgrove, that will be the way things will continue. And it is Worcestershire-wide, so there are breast buddy groups across the whole sort of the county as well, in trying to improve our rates.
Okay, and if anybody wants to find out more, obviously they can just turn up on the day at in Holly Trees, and it's Pear Tree, isn't it?
Pear Trees.
But if they want to, is there any information online, or can people do a bit of research before they come to you?
Yeah. All the information about the groups and what to expect at the groups is available with the parenting and community team website.
Okay.
So, and that's on the sort of the Redditch Borough Council.
That's on Redditch Borough Council and Bromsgrove District Council, isn't
Worcestershire
it?
County Council wide as well.
Yeah. So it's quite easy to...
Search Breast Buddies Redditch and Bromsgrove.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, I can see our sound engineer... Ian is having great fun with Alice there. Yeah. She's got a smile on her face.
Very tight grip.
She's chatting up a storm. She wants to be involved in the interview.
You're going to do a bit on the news. Help Ross out.
Yeah. I think she is. Ladies, thank you very much for coming in. I hope you're going to stay around, because we've got a few news items to discuss. But to our listeners in Bromsgrove and Redditch, thank you very much for listening. And don't forget, Breast Buddies, look it up online, Breast Buddies Redditch and Breast Buddies Bromsgrove. It's the place to go.
You're listening to the Redditch Standard podcast because you have impeccable taste.
Hi there, it's Ross Crawford here again, editor of the Redditch Standard, back with the podcast, and we're here to discuss a few news items. I'm joined in the studio by Annie
Hi.
Lucas, who's, hello there, Annie, and of course, Ian Hanley, our ever so happy sound engineer. Hello there, Ian.
Hello there, Ross.
just three newsy topics to discuss that are going to be appearing in this week's paper. The Borough Council has been awarded £200,000 from central government to help tackle homelessness in the town. I know that we've had lots of complaints and lots of concern people about begging on the streets, but I think, you know, that's just a symptom of a much greater problem, that homelessness is on the increase, and hopefully this money will help relieve it.
Yes, but what do you do? What do you do when you, you're a kind-hearted citizen and you're going past these people who, you know, it's freezing cold, they're sat there with a blanket on? Do you give them money? Do you give them food? How do you know they're not professional beggars?
Well, that's a very good point. And I don't think you can tell if they're professional beggars or
well,
not.
Well, I think what the charities say is you're better off giving it the money to the charities, and they ensure that the home, because they're the ones that know that who the homeless people are, and they're the ones who get the right support.
But, you know, this money will be used also to help, well, to hopefully stop people from becoming homeless. So,
yeah,
you know, if
at
they
source,
can,
yeah.
Yeah, so that, you know, it'll provide temporary accommodation for people losing their homes. It'll help provide perhaps a subsidy on a deposit for a flat, or a subsidy for somebody's rent money. If, for instance, with universal credit, they're having to wait several weeks before their benefits come through. So it's a bit of a safety net. The council is has also been asked to extend the amount of time it devotes to helping someone avoid homelessness from 28 days to 56 days. That will obviously increase the pressure on temporary accommodation. So they've brought in a couple of managers to help move people out of temporary accommodation, hopefully into permanent accommodation. There'll also be money for night stop as well to help prevent homelessness amongst young people.
That's good. Excellent.
It's all good.
You're
it's
a young good. Person. What do you think of that?
I think that's great.
This is Annie, by the way. She's work experience, aren't you? Are you work experience?
Yeah, I am, yeah. I actually worked on a campaign because I worked for NCS in Birmingham on homelessness. And we worked with The Big Issue, and they always said that it's always best to, like, if you see someone who's a Big Issue worker, not to give them money and not take the paper. You always have to take the paper. That it's a legitimate income that they're earning. And I think it's always best not to just give them money, but maybe buy them a hot drink. Mm. But yeah, donation to the charity is always good, especially homeless shelters, because they're always so busy. If they can find more resources to shelter more homeless people, then that's great.
Yeah, nice one.
Yeah, and going back to your professional beggars, I mean, the Borough Council have been round the town. They've identified 8 people who, say, are happy on the streets. You know, they accept that they've got drug and alcohol problems, and, you know, the street has become their life.
Right.
And, you know, they're not interested in finding accommodation, really. And, you know, they have chosen their way of life, and it's difficult to know what to do with somebody like that. But, you know, that's their choice.
Mm.
Moving on, and staying with the Borough Council, actually, Arts Council England have awarded a grant of £20,000 to Redditch, and it's been helped by the Borough Council, Arts in Redditch, Mid-Counties Co-op and the Elmley Foundation to, it's a historical history project which hopefully will join the dots in Redditch. So we're going to go from Bordesley Abbey, which is obviously down at Bordesley by the River Arrow, and it's going to connect the old town, Old Redditch, with the new town. And it's going to be called Scour 2. And it sounds really exciting, because the idea is to try and get the town, give it a more cohesive central feel. Because we were talking a couple of weeks ago, I'm pretty sure, that people, they don't really identify with Redditch. You know, they've maybe come from Birmingham, or they've come from elsewhere. Yeah. They don't necessarily look to the town centre. And this is to try and
I'm sorry, I don't
together.
Get this. I don't get what you say. I'm obviously missing something here. What's the idea again?
The idea is to connect Redditch from its ancient medieval past to the new town and the old town. And to
connect
try and
it in what way?
Well, through projects and workshops and just exploring the history of the town, so that people gain a greater understanding.
Is this me? Are you the one, any of the wiser
from?
On this? Do you get it?
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that's a great thing to do, so that people understand the history of Redditch.
Well, right.
Yeah.
It's me then.
I reckon it's you.
Yeah.
Wait, see, you live on Church Hill, don't you?
I live on Church Hill.
You live on
very
on
much Newtown, me.
Very much Newtown. Yeah. So, I mean, you're possibly. I mean, are you from Redditch?
No, not at all.
No, me neither. But here is your opportunity to learn more about the place you live.
You don't seem that enthusiastic.
I'm not that bothered, really, to be honest, but there you go. I'm sure some people are.
Well, it's going to be happening in Redditch. Scurra 2, it's called.
Thought you could do all that at Forge Mill anyway.
Yeah, but this is extra money, which is hopefully going to be... You can do it at Forge Mill, but this is a new project to try and engage with more people in the town. People like you.
Would it be wrong for me like to you. Say that £20,000 could go to something better than that? Isn't there something more important than that?
It's about the arts, though. And I think it's easy to say it's about the arts and so what. But at the same time, the arts play a huge part in life, would you believe? Even the people who write your jingles for this podcast, that's art. Mm. Yeah, there we go. Let's move on anyway. And April the 6th, Saturday, is the Great British Spring Clean Day. Now, there's been a month of spring cleaning going around the town and beyond. And people are rolling up their sleeves and getting stuck in and cleaning up their area, which I think is admirable.
That's excellent, but they should be doing that every day of the week.
They should indeed.
Our office is at Church Green here, and in the morning you see all the school kids coming down from the centre to their schools. And it's just commonplace now for them to just, I don't know, have a packet of crisps or something. And they just throw the litter down on the floor. So that's normal. Oh, I'm sure it's not all of them, but it's a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm, you know...
I blame the parents.
Far be it from me to cast aspersions, but, you know, didn't the little Ian Hanley in his shorts and schoolboy cap, did he never drop any litter in his...
Do you know what? I did not, no. No,
his way
I
to
was,
school?
No, I think it's wrong.
Or his mates?
No, I think it's... I
absolutely never.
No, I don't think I ever did. I'll tell you what I did do once, and I think it was me that changed Redditch. I live at Churchill, and I walked to the town. And when I left my house in Churchill, it's about half an hour walk, I opened a bag of crisps. And about a quarter of the way into my walk, I'd finished my crisps. And I was looking for a bin to put my crisps in from Churchill to the town, and there wasn't one. So I wrote to the council, and now there's bins everywhere, all along there. That's me. That's my campaign.
Take a bow. Take
Annie,
a bow.
What
that.
Do you think? You could write about me in university.
But the thing about this spring clean, though, is that it's really caught the imagination of people, though. And there's a great character in Redditch, a guy called Lawrence O'Connor, who's he's known as Lar. He's raised thousands of pounds for charity. And he popped into the office this week to say that, I don't know if your walk took you by Arrow Valley Lake, but I go down the lake every week, and the bins in the Arrow Valley Lake, you know, around the park, they're absolutely full to overflowing. Mm. And Lar, him and his mates, they're going to be getting the bin liners out, and they're going to be emptying those bins and just generally doing a bit of a tidy up.
Does that include the dog ones as well?
I don't know about the dog ones. But certainly the litter bins are overflowing around the park.
Absolutely.
And Studley and Bloom, they're going to be rolling up their sleeves, doing a spring clean of Studley. It's going on all over. It's been happening all month, really. So if you get the opportunity, do what Ian does. Don't drop any litter. But if you see some, clean up your area. Just pop it in the bin.
Mm. You're a youngster, aren't you? Do you throw litter away? Have you been brought up properly and not to throw litter?
I always put it in the bin.
Well done. Well done.
I think sure. Young people are really aware now of like the environment, and there are more and more campaigns. I know at university, there's so many campaigns about plastic and how awful it is. And I think a lot of that's filtering down into young people now, which is really good.
Well, that's good to know.
There you go.
Not like our day, Ross.
No, we just dump rubbish everywhere.
We just do whatever we want.
Okay, well, and on that note...
Hang on. You haven't mentioned whether you did a story for April Fool's. Now, every editor does a story for April Fool's. What was yours, Ross?
We didn't do one.
Oh, good grief.
We didn't do one. I did think of one.
Hmm.
On the afternoon of April the 1st, but it was too late then.
What was it?
it was going to be that because 61% of those who voted in the EU referendum had voted to leave the EU in Redditch, I thought, wouldn't it be a wheeze if we did a story on the European Union deciding that Redditch was the place to send a delegation from Brussels and try and convince the people of Redditch just how fantastic the European Union
now
is.
Now, that would have been brilliant.
That would have been a brilliant
way.
Well, like I said, I didn't think of it till the afternoon. And we were going to have Ode to Joy, Beethoven's Ode to Joy, sung from the church green. There's going to be EU banners floating gleefully over the town centre and over the, in the Kingfisher. And, you know, we get a chap called Loof Lipra, who's April Fool backwards. He'd have been the Latvian ambassador, and he would have come along, and there'd have been lots of German music and lots of French music and lots of French food, etc. And they'd have had a really big effort in Redditch to convince us to remain.
Oh, that would have worked. That would have been fantastic. Talking of which, you remainer or leaver?
Oh, I was a remainer, but of course I couldn't vote because young people couldn't vote, but I would have voted remainer.
Ooh. Disenfranchised. Disenfranchised.
Right. Get off.
And on that note, I think we'll call it a day there. We'll call it a day there. Until, first we've got to go to see Claire and find out what's happening on in Redditch. Over to you, Claire.
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivant with this week's What's On Guide.
Thanks, Ross. Once again, we've got some great things to see, do and experience this week in town. My name is Claire Bullivant at the Redditch and Ulster Standards, and these are my top picks of things to do and see this week in the Redditch and Ulster areas. Starting off on Friday, the 5th of April, we have the Jerseys back at the Palace Theatre, and this year is set to be bigger and better than ever. These guys are the UK's number one tribute to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, and this year they are accompanied with the Vegas Showgirls, who will add some glitz and glam to a fantastic evening. With songs such as Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, Oh What a Night You Will Have When You Get Your Tickets and Attend. The Palace box office number is 01527 65203. Also on Friday, Arcadia Roots will be taking to the stage at the Rockland Social Club. If you haven't seen Arcadia Roots before, then you're really missing out on one of the most exciting, energetic and unique bands of the past decade. These guys are massive festival pleasers with their psychedelic reggae sound, and it's going to be a great time. Get your tickets from the Rockland Social Club. Moving on to Saturday, the 6th of April. Who likes getting up super early on a Saturday? Well, I certainly don't, but I may just make an exception for this, as it's a dawn chorus walk at Hanbury Hall, starting at 6:30 a.m. Yes, I said it, 6:30 a.m. We will join RSPB expert Garth Lowe for an early morning walk around Hanbury Hall's stunning gardens and discover the many songbirds that make their home there. Garth is a very knowledgeable chap, and it will all be worth it getting up so early, they tell me. I'll let you know. Also on Saturday, In the Ditch is happening. This is the first event from Worcestershire Punk Collective and Top Banana, with seven great bands including Hell, Death Fury, Complete Dysfunction, Drunk in Charge, Kearney's Jig, Insomniacs, Sad Sally, Dog Mess, and it's all happening at the Abbeydale Community Club in Redditch. If you like punk and ska music, this is for you. Get your tickets from the Abbeydale Community Club, or you can even get them on the door on the night. Also on Saturday, we have Icons at the Palace Theatre. This is where you can unleash your inner diva as you will join this sensational cast as they take you through the biggest divas of the decades. Cher, Aretha, Whitney, Dusty, Tina, Barbara, and so many more. Incredible costumes, stunning vocals, and slick choreography. It's the night out you've been waiting for. Grab your hairbrush, grab the girls, and unleash your inner diva. Get your tickets from the Palace for Saturday Night Fun. Also, for some Saturday night fun, we have Rusty Sheriff on at the Woodland Cottage. They're a fun cover band who play covers through the decades from the 50s all the way up to the 90s and noughties. Always a good time with them. And we also have a fabulous Stevie Wonder tribute act performing on Saturday night at the Oast House. Always a great time there. And they tell me this guy who plays Stevie is a legend in his own right. Definitely one not to miss. What a fun Saturday. And the fun continues into Sunday. On Sunday, the 7th of April, who fancies a bit of wax on, wax off? Or how about learning to sweep the leg? Well, now we have karate training at the Abbey Stadium every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Get yourself along to try it out, Daniel-san. And soon you'll be able to beat those mean Cobra Kai. Have I seen Karate Kid too many times, do you think? I think perhaps I have. I haven't seen Warren James, who'll be performing at Ailstones in Redditch at 2 p.m. on Sunday. I certainly haven't seen him too many times, as I hear he's fantastic and puts on a great show. I definitely need to catch him there. Also, Phil Mountford and Ford Dante will be in Fakenham Village Hall on Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. Phil Mountford is an award-winning composer of film tracks, TV commercials, and this is his band Ford Dante, a critically acclaimed five-piece ensemble of violin, cello, viola, oboe and keyboard. Together they perform pieces from the light classical repertoire and movie music, so make sure you catch them in Fakenham. Then it wouldn't be a Sunday night without Alan's charity quiz night at the Bell Inn in Aswad Bank at 9 p.m. on Sunday. Grab all your clever friends and make up a team and you could be victorious. It's good to have a variety of team members, remember. If you know someone who knows history and someone who knows about the Kardashians, etc., it's great to have all those different knowledge bases covered. So it's perfect for the whole family and a great way to end a weekend on a Sunday night, I always think. Then if you miss that one, they also do a smartphone speed quiz at the Bell Inn in Aswad Bank starting at 9 p.m. on a Tuesday night. I haven't actually been to this one yet, but I'm planning on going. Sounds like a lot of fun, and how cool being able to use your mobile phone. I'm still waiting to find out what that's all about. Then on Wednesday, the 10th of April, it's the ultimate feel-good show, Memory Lane, happening at the Palace Theatre. This is a fast-moving roller coaster of a journey through some of the greatest songs of the 50s, 60s and 70s. They tell us there are over 160 amazing costume changes, and these performances are rarely seen outside of the West End. Sounds like a great show, so get your tickets from the Palace as soon as you can. Then finally, on Thursday, the 11th of April, we have another quiz night, but this time it's at the Rose and Crown in Fakenham. Now, if you're really, really clever, don't worry about coming to this one this week, as I'm already going and I actually really want to win. Just kidding. We hope to see you there. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this weekend town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. You can email us your event details or give us a call and let us help you publicise them to all our readers of our paper, listeners of this podcast, and we'll also pop it on our social media pages too. Thank you so much for listening and have a great week.
Thanks, Claire. That was a great roundup. Lots going on in Redditch this week and beyond. And thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. If you want to get in touch with me, I'm on 01527 588 697. You can email me at ross.crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D, at Bullivant Media. That's BULLIVANTmedia.com. Or send an email to editor@redditchstandard.co.uk. And don't forget to keep checking our website for all the news updates. That's at www.redditchstandard.co.uk. See you next week.